All right, welcome back, everyone. We're diving deep today. And you know what? This time, the deep dive is all about you.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So we're going to be looking at how the planets, like actual planets, can be reflected in our lives. Pretty cool, huh?
Sounds fascinating.
It is. We're using this book, The Planets Decoded, What Each One Says About Your Life. It's got some pretty wild stuff in there. And we're going to try to unpack it together today. So ready to decode ourselves through the cosmos.
Absolutely. Let's do it. I'm really curious to hear how this all connects.
Okay, so first things first. The book basically says that every planet has this sort of specific energy, like an archetype, almost like each one is a different piece of the puzzle that is, you know, being human.
Right, right. I mean, we always hear about how the planets influence things, but this sounds like it goes even deeper.
It does. It's like each planet has its own personality, its own strengths and weaknesses. And those can show up in our lives in all sorts of ways.
Okay, so before we get into specifics, can you maybe give us a little bit of a framework? Like, how does this whole planetary archetype thing actually work?
Sure. So basically, the idea is that as planets move around, they give off these vibes, these energies that can resonate with us down here on Earth.
Okay, so it's not like, oh, Mercury's in retrograde, so now my whole life is going to be messed up.
No, not at all. It's not that direct or deterministic. The book really emphasizes that. It's more about potential. Like, the planets give us these tendencies, these leanings, but it's up to us how those actually play out in our lives.
Gotcha. So it's more like a blueprint than a set of instructions.
Exactly. It's like, here are the ingredients you're working with. Now go make something delicious with them.
I like that analogy.
Me too. So, how about we jump into a specific planet to see how this works in practice?
Sure. Okay.
You know, I'm kind of drawn to Mars. What does the book have to say about that fiery red planet?
Ooh, good choice. Mars is really interesting because it's not just about aggression, like a lot of people think.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely got that reputation, the god of war and all that.
Right. But there is a deeper layer to it. The book talks about Mars energy as this inner fire, this drive to overcome challenges and even seek them out as tests of strength.
That's so interesting. So like someone with strong Mars energy wouldn't back down from a fight, but actually see it as a chance to prove themselves?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They might even unconsciously create conflict to test their limits. They're drawn to competition, to physical challenges, anything that pushes them to be their best.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this works. So if we're using this for self-discovery, what could understanding your Mars energy help you with?
Well, it could help you figure out what really motivates you, like what gets you going, what drives you to take action. It can also explain why you might thrive in certain situations and totally struggle in others.
Right, like maybe you love working under pressure because it brings out that Martian fire.
Exactly, and understanding that could help you channel that energy in a really positive way. Like maybe you need to find a career that gives you that challenge and excitement.
I love that. It's like turning your astrological knowledge into actionable advice.
Exactly. It's about using these planetary energies as tools to help you live your best life.
But wait a minute. We all have all the planets somewhere in our, you know, cosmic makeup.
Right.
So how does this work if we all have a bit of Mars in us?
Oh, that's a great point. It's all about the unique blend. Like, the book uses this analogy of a spice rack.
Okay, I love a good analogy.
Right. So everyone has access to all the same spices, but we use them differently, right? Depending on our taste, our preferences. Some people go heavy on the chili powder, while others prefer a more subtle flavor profile.
Ah, I see. So some people have more Mars spice in their personality mix, while others might be more influenced by, say, Venus or Saturn.
Yeah, precisely. It's like we're all chefs in the kitchen of life, experimenting with different planetary flavors to create our unique dish. And understanding those flavors can help us make something truly delicious.
This is so cool. It's like having this whole new vocabulary to talk about ourselves.
I know. It's fascinating.
So if someone's listening and they're thinking, okay, Mars, I kind of get it. But what about all the other planets? What would you tell them?
Oh, I'd say buckle up. There's a whole solar system of self-discovery waiting for you. The book goes into Venus, Saturn, Jupiter, the moon, all of them. And each planet is like a different lens through which you can view yourself and your experiences.
Wow. So this deep dive is really just like the first step in a much bigger journey.
Absolutely. And the real magic happens when you start connecting these planetary archetypes to your own life. Like what resonates with you? What makes you think, oh, that's so me?
That's awesome. So I guess we've given our listeners a lot to chew on today.
We have. And if you're ready for one last thought to ponder.
Hit me.
Think about this. If you could choose one planet to embody its energy more fully in your life, which would it be and why? What aspects of that planet's energy do you feel like you might be missing or could benefit from? Let that question be your guide as you continue exploring this fascinating world of planetary archetypes.
Ooh, that's a great question. Definitely something for everyone to think about. All right, folks, that's it for this deep dive. I hope you all enjoyed decoding yourselves a little bit. Until next time.